Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 24 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'll be your host this evening, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll talk a little bit about what has happened to the game, although I won't actually be talking too much about that this week, because there isn't much. And, of course, a discussion point about goldmaking. This week I'll be talking about some of the misconceptions that new players have about goldmaking, and why they might be wrong, and talk a little bit about what goldmaking actually is about, at least in my opinion. Keep in mind that you can now help shape the podcast by submitting questions if you're a $10 patron or higher on Patreon, and let's just dive into it. So, my week. What's been going on for me? For me, it's been all about spending copious amounts of gold on BOEs. I'm still trying to get my multi-realm BOE flipping empire really off to a great start. So over the last 2 weeks, I've been spending a ton of gold on BOEs, and that just continued the last week. Overall, I've spent about a little over 5 million over the last 2 weeks on BOEs, and I've got about 1.5 million worth of sales. So that's a net loss of 3.5 million gold just from BOEs, so that's pretty nice. Hopefully, I do have a couple hundred thousand in sales coming in, at least, which I'll open tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully, I'll sell some more because I have some very expensive BOEs. But that's what I've mostly been doing. What I have noticed is that there are some fairly large differences in sales between my realms. So I'll definitely be fine-tuning my approach a little bit to see if I can improve it. I'll probably have to change some of my pricing thresholds in some of these realms to make sure that it's at the right level in terms of generating sales. I haven't sold as many BOEs as I would have expected, actually, since I really started buying, so there may be something wrong with my settings, or it may be that I've just entered the market a little bit too early. We'll see. Maybe I'm not finding the best deals. That's also a possibility, but we'll just have to see how it goes over the next 2 weeks, and then I can sort of make a judgment based on that, because it's still I still don't have that much data available to make a good call off of. On the plus side, I've been doing really well with material flipping on the realms where I'm still working on building capital, especially Ravencrest, where I've sold so many stacks, and based on that I've changed my setup a little bit. So I'm now posting more stacks of 200 than I were, and I've cut out the stacks of 10 completely from my setup. And overall, this seems to have worked out pretty well. I may actually increase my stacks of 200 even more, because I have so many materials in some of these realms, and I think it's really important to just post it and get some sales. So definitely a lot of stacks of 200. I'm posting up to 15 at the moment. And especially on hypo realms, that's like really, really easy to move, which is pretty great. So I'll just have to continue doing that on the realms where I'm still building capital, and I'll hopefully that'll pay off, and I can get into BOE flipping on those as well. Especially on Ravencrest, where I really, really want to get into BOE flipping. So let's talk about this week in the game. Well, I won't be talking too much about that, because there's really nothing to talk about. There hasn't been any major changes or anything meaningful that's happened. Like, BFA is still plodding along, and there are bosses to kill, dungeons to clear, and gold to be made, and that's I think that's about it. And there really probably won't be too much to talk about until we start getting some news for the next patch. And I'll talk about that once there were a bit more concrete. So let's go on to the discussion point instead. So, the discussion point for this week. I'll be talking about some beginner misconceptions about goldmaking. This is a theme that I've tackled before. I've written about it and probably talked about it as well. Because there are a lot of things that the people new to gold making or people who have been doing gold making for a while may believe about gold making that may not necessarily be true. Now, obviously, not all of this is like fact. There's certainly a large degree of opinion on some of these factors. But I think it's interesting anyway to share what I think or some of the things that I think are wrong about gold making and why they're wrong and why you don't necessarily have to do things a certain way or why a certain method or a certain behavior may not be the best compared to what people think is actually the best. I'll even include some, or at least one, that I know is very controversial. So that's always cool. That's something I've written about before as well. So I don't think it's going to shock anyone, but I'm certainly going to make some of you annoyed because you disagree with me. But let's just dive into it. So the first one is one that I see a lot of on Reddit, and it's the belief that there are like secret methods that the richest players in the game use. Now, obviously, I don't know what everyone among the richest players in the game or what they're doing, but I do know quite a bit about what they're doing, and they don't really use any secret methods. Like, what they may keep secret is their exact TSM settings or their exact approach to a market. But, like, all of the things that are really profitable in the game, people, there are a lot of smart gold makers, and a lot of them are going to figure them out, so you're never going to be the only one who has figured out a specific market. And ultimately, most of the good gold-making methods are based on the same principles. Like, flipping works if there's a variation in supply and demand, or if it's hard for the average player to figure out the value of their item. And a lot of players will be able to figure out which market that applies to. Like BOE flipping, for instance, which is one of the ways that a lot of really rich players get really rich. BOE flipping is a really, really good market to be in if you're rich, because it requires a lot of capital, but it's not particularly secret. And that's a way that you can get extremely rich. Then you have stuff like flipping, buying and selling, TCG pets, TCG mounts, etc. Like, this isn't a secret market, but you do need a lot of gold to get into it. And that's also something that some of the richest players are doing. They're also doing battle pets across realms. Still, the market isn't secret, but their exact approach may be. So ultimately, like, there aren't any super secret ways of gold making. It's all about figuring out a way to acquire items that people want for cheap so you can sell them for less cheap than that and make gold back. Yeah, that's actually the only true gold making secret. Sell stuff for more than you bought it for, or buy stuff for less than you can sell it for. And that's about it. So let's go on to the next one. Like, this one is slightly related. It's that there are some get-rich-quick methods. Now, there are certainly ways or people that get really rich quite quickly, but that's generally not the norm. Gold-making is usually a marathon, and while there are players that manage to make $1 million in their first month or $5 million in their first month of hardcore gold-making, that's typically not going to be realistic for the majority of you. What you really want to do is just focus on gold-making methods that work and applying them consistently over time. And you'll probably get your first token in a month if you do that. But millions in a month is for the few. All right, so let's go on to the next one. Gold-making is all about farming. If you're in the gold-making community already, you're probably aware that gold-making isn't all about farming. But a very large amount of players in World of Warcraft who are not into gold making think that gold making is all about farming. Now, farming obviously works. It's a way to get rich. No denying that. You do have to spend a lot of time farming. So unless you really like farming, then you shouldn't be doing it. That's my opinion. But like very, very few of the richest players in the game will be farming, or at least not doing conventional farming. They'll maybe be multiboxing if they like that, because that's actually really profitable. But single character farming, like, that's not even a particularly good gold making method. But you probably already know that if you've been following me, because I make all of my gold from crafting and flipping. I don't do farming at all, and I'm still rich enough to pay for two accounts with tokens. So let's get on to the next one. This is in a similar vein, and that's that you need to camp the auction house to get sales. Or that you need to camp the auction house to get rich from your sales. Both of these are patently and obviously false. I don't even run cancel scans, and I post once every 1 to 2 days on the majority of my realms, and I still get sales. I can still pay for 2 accounts with tokens. Like, you don't need to camp the auction house at all. Now, camping the auction house may be helpful, especially on higher population realms where there is a lot of competition. But you don't need to. I get sales on hype up realms all the time. I am on hype up realms. It's just not necessary. And unless you have a really, really large amount of time available to play World of Warcraft, it's a really bad idea to even spend your time camping the auction house. Like, that's generally speaking, your opportunity cost consideration will probably mean that it's better to focus on other stuff than camping the auction house. At least that's my opinion. So let's get to the controversy. So as a lot of you will be aware, I don't think undercutting Y1 copper is always the best. But a lot of people think that you should always undercut by 1 copper. And I should probably preface this by saying that if you're starting out, it's probably a good idea to just undercut by 1 copper. You won't go wrong doing that. Like, that's not going to screw you over or something. But large undercuts do have a time and place, and they are not terrible. I've been using large undercuts several times, actually this expansion as well. And I use them in some of my settings where I want to drive the price down, and that's certainly a very legitimate strategy. Driving the price down will increase your sale rate, and that may actually increase your overall profit margin. You may be making more gold per week by selling more items at a slightly lower profit margin than you would selling slightly more items or slightly less items at a higher profit margin. It's not a large issue to just do 1 copper undercuts, but definitely you should understand that people who do larger undercuts, they may be doing that for a reason. They are not necessarily noobs, and they can certainly be a lot of good reasons to use large undercuts. Now, the next one is perhaps the most important one, because the next one is one that will screw you over if you do act in the wrong way based on this one. There's a belief among a lot of new players that resetting a market is a really important and really, really good gold-making strategy. And when I'm saying resetting, we're talking cleaning out the entire auction house and then posting it all at the higher price level. And resetting is the most risky gold-making strategy that exists. And a lot of people try to reset markets that you just can't reset effectively. Like, if you try resetting current expansion materials, you're going to get undercut and undercut and undercut, and you're just going to lose all, like, you're going to lose a third of the gold you invested or something like that. Resetting is a niche strategy. It's primarily useful if you already have a lot of gold. And for the most part, it's more about the fun of playing and impacting the auction house than it is about profits. I have reset every once in a while in small markets, but when you reset, you have to make your gold back within like a day or two, or you're just not going to make it back because people are going to farm more of the item or craft more of the item in question, and the auction house is just going to trend back towards the average value it was around when you reset it. That's just how it works. People can always make more of pretty much every item in the game, which means that if you're resetting, you really have to sell your stuff off very quickly, which means that you can't reset it to a too high price point. And generally speaking, I just say, like, stay away from it unless you really, really want to take a risk, or you really, really want to learn resetting, or you already have a lot of gold. All right, so now I've talked about some of the stuff that I think may not be true, or at least not generally true. So let's talk a little bit about what I think gold making is about. and what you really need to, or what you should understand before you start gold making, and it's actually not that much. For me, gold making is about finding efficient ways to provide items for other players that they want or need. That's actually it. That sentence. It's really not that hard. So when we're talking about finding efficient ways to provide items, what we mean by that is to find a way to acquire items cheaply or with a low time investment. You want to spend the least amount of effort in terms of either gold or your time to get the specific item, so that the cost of acquiring for you is actually less than what you can sell it for. And then you only want to get items that people actually want or need. So that means like sub 500 gold transmog, that's not worth a lot. There are very few people who care about that stuff. You'd really want to, like, people want cool transmog, and cool transmog is generally more expensive. Cheap items are generally common, and they don't look cool, and the only people who would want them are people who are completionists. So that's not a good market. What do a lot of players want? A lot of players want high-level armor to help gear up their alts. So that's a really good market to be in. But anyway, find ways to make life easier for other players, and they'll be willing to pay you for that. And there are tons and tons and tons of ways you can do that. You can do it by posting materials in the right stack sizes so that people can just buy one of your stacks to get what they need. You can do it by posting a lot of enchants so that they can always buy enchants. You can do it in tons of ways, but that's what it is. At the macro level, or at the high level level. Now, it is also, gold making is also about consistently applying yourself to learning and playing in all of the World of Warcraft markets that you want to get good at. Doing is the only way to really learn something, and it won't happen overnight. Like, you need to go to work, buy materials, craft items, and sell them. Figure out the specifics of what works well as you go. Like, that's something that's really important, because there will be large differences between realms, between player preferences, between how you play the game and when you play the game, and all of this stuff will impact what the best way to make gold is for you. No one can tell you exactly what you should do to maximize your profits, because your situation will be unique. That being said, what we can tell you is which methods are likely to work. Because most of the gold-making methods in the game work on most realms. So, like, even though the specifics and what will work absolutely best on your realm will differ, the basic gold-making methods of, like, crafting armor, flipping BOEs, flipping materials, all of this stuff will work on almost all realms in the game. So just try as many as possible of the markets that people that you can learn about from me, from other people. Apply them, figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and just stick to what works. And that's how you get rich. It might take a while, though. I'm not going to promise you you'll get rich in a month. But you will get rich eventually if you just stick to it. If you stick to figuring out, trying stuff, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and then just keep doing more of what works and less of what doesn't work. Anyway, that's it for me this week. If you enjoyed the show and want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed it and you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. You will get early access to all of the episodes, as well as all of the posts on my blog. And you can ask questions to the podcast. So, I hope you all have a very profitable week, guys. Good night.